Well, this Psalm 143, it's what is called a chiastic poem. A chiasm has to do with the structure of the poem. It's a literary device that is used to particularly emphasize whatever is at the center of the structure. And so you think of a chiastic poem as having this kind of staircase. One thing, you have your first statement, and then kind of the next step down builds on that, adds to it. And so as you make each point, they kind of all build on each other. And so then it comes down to this center point. And so you have your steps down, and then you get to the kind of, what is the psalm about? And then you kind of begin an ascent up. And for each step, there is a corresponding step up. So, okay, here we are at the bottom. We've had the last step down and the first step up. Those two steps correspond to each other. The next level, those two steps correspond to each other. This is what a chiastic structure is. And Psalm 143, it has six steps, actually five steps with the center point that is going on there. And so as we go down this staircase in Psalm 143, we see it as a descent of repentance because we're told that no living man can be justified by his work. And so we walk down these five steps in confession and prayer. And then we find something there at the bottom that lets us walk up the other side. Again, one step for every step down. Now, the five steps down, in these lay the problems or descriptions of our sorrows and guilt, which come from our lack of righteousness. Again, there at the first step, which is that first verse, the first step, we cry out that God would hear our prayer and that he wouldn't answer us, at least not according to my righteousness or my faithfulness, but in his. The next step down is the confession that the enemy has pursued my soul. Then we confess our fear. We say the enemy has crushed my life to the ground. And then the fourth step is even worse. We say the enemy has made me sit in darkness like those long dead. That is, he's put me into hell. Finally, we just simply say, my spirit faints within me, and my heart within me is appalled. But then we come to the center, the key thing in this psalm, that upon which everything else depends, which will allow us to begin that ascent that takes place. And that key part is right there in verses 5 and 6. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all that you have done. I ponder the work of your hands. I stretch out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land. And I don't know, when I read this, I thought this kind of sounds like it's out of order. Because it seems as though it should be, I stretch out my hands, my soul thirsts, as the last description of our actions or our needs. And then it seems like it should be, I remember the days of old, the works of your hands. And so the last of the descent, the last step then would be our stretching forth our hands in prayer. And then the beginning of the ascent would be the remembrance of God's mercy and all the good that he's done. But that's not how it goes. They're flip-flopped because there's something else going on here. And if you'll notice, maybe there's even more problems with our little staircase here. Maybe, at least in our mind. We have that ascending correspondence to the descent of repentance. So we have the steps down, all this confession, prayer, sorrow, misery, so forth. So it seems like once we go on the way up, we should have these shouts of exclamation of joy or praise or something like that. And so we start back up. We would expect something like that first step up to correspond to that last step down, which says, my spirit is faint, my heart is appalled. We would expect that first step up to be something like, my spirit rejoices and my heart is gladdened. But that's not the case. Instead, we get, answer me quickly, O Lord, my spirit fails. And then to the complaint that the enemy has caused me to dwell in darkness, the response we get is, hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit, that is, like those who go to hell. These are all steps up, but these aren't easy steps. They're a little bit difficult. You have to dig deep to get up this thing. Your legs are going to burn. The work of repentance isn't done just because we're going up. But there is hope. We are slowly ascending. Again, to the verse, "The enemy has crushed my life to the ground," the corresponding step up we get is, "Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love. Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul." And so as we're ascending, it's like we can see the rising sun kind of coming over the horizon as we step up. And that's Jesus out of the grave. We come up out of the pit to Easter. To the verse, "The enemy hath pursued my soul," the corresponding verse we get is, "Deliver me from my enemies, O Lord. I have fled to you for refuge." And so we're almost out. And not just out, but on the other side. We're passing through hell. We're being brought to heaven. And then finally, we get to the top steps. We get the correspondence to that initial plea that God hear our prayers. And so we now pray, "Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble. And in your steadfast love, you will cut off my enemies, and you will destroy all the adversaries of my soul, for I am your servant." So that is all good, but remember again that this whole thing hinges on those center verses, verses 5 and 6. Because the question that's posed before us in that center, the bottom of the staircase there, is essentially, is God going to let the devil have me? Will he just abandon me to hell? Am I going to be stuck down there in despair? The answer to that question is found there at the bottom. There at the bottom, now we've leveled out. We're not descending. We've leveled out when we say, "I remember the days of old. I meditate on all that you have done. I ponder the works of your hands." Because you see, in that moment, we have shifted our focus from the enemy, the devil, to now God, to the gracious history of our Lord. There at the bottom, we see that we're not alone, that Jesus has joined us, has descended the steps with us, has been cast to the ground and left in the pit by the devil for us. The Lord stretched forth his hands to be nailed into the posture of prayer that he might bring our prayers to his Father. He's joined himself to us, to our cause. He stands in the depths of hell and says, "I stretch out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land." And since he said it, we can say it too. We can join ourselves to him, to his cross. So it is that we begin the journey up the staircase to the rising sun of his mercy, not alone, but with him. And there at the top, we find the Father waiting with open arms, who quickens us for his name's sake, who brings us out of trouble, whose good spirit has been leading us the whole time. Now, I know this is late. Maybe you're tired. But this psalm is short, and Lent is almost over. So listen to this psalm one more time. Walking the stairs down to find Jesus at the bottom, and then come back up with him. "Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my pleas for mercy. In your faithfulness, answer me in your righteousness. Enter not into judgment with your servant, for no one living is righteous before you. For the enemy has pursued my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me sit in darkness like those long dead. Therefore, my spirit faints within me. My heart within me is appalled. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all that you have done. I ponder the work of your hands. I stretch out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land. Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit. Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love, for in you I trust. Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Deliver me from my enemies, O Lord. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble. And in your steadfast love, you will cut off my enemies, and you will destroy all the adversaries of my soul, for I am your servant. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.